drain.
Yeah, and you called it the drain, the thing that...
We call it the drain now, but I don't know what we used to call it.
Uh-huh.
Spout?
Well, sometimes called a spout, sometimes a downspout there.
I guess downspout's what it was.
Now, were there any, on a house with more than one peak, I don't know about your house, but some houses, you might have lower places where you have to get up there and sweep out the leaves in the, in the fall.
Well, let's see, that's guttering now with what
yeah.
Water.
Well, I didn't mean the guttering. I mean like just a low place in a roof. You know, it might collect water or you know, it wouldn't drain off, or maybe it wouldn't, leaves would stay up there.
I don't know. I don't...
Did they ever cause you... The word is just, the word is just valley, valley, gutter, or
well,
alley.
Now they did, I believe that's what they call them. I've got to get up there and clean the roof valley out.
Hmm.
I believe I've heard it called that way.
And a separate building for wood or tools. Now this, that would be, you could call, that's yours, you call it a canning house,
mm-hmm,
a canning kitchen.
But before that it was just the woodshed.
And would that be the same place where you'd keep tools?
Yeah.
You kept tools there, or in the... Now, that was...
Well, now, some people had a tool house, but we didn't. We just kept them in the woodshed. And I remember so well that on that coal bin over there, I put some things up, put up two pieces, two before.
Uh-huh.
And put his long cross-cut saws in that.
Uh-huh.
And I remember so well I had five cross-cut saws in that thing.
Uh-huh.
And in a little while after he was gone, somebody asked me to borrow a saw, and I said, yeah, there's five out there. One.
Is that right? If somebody came in...
I think people thought, now, that old woman don't need them. She don't know nothing about them tools. My brother had every kind of a tool on earth a man could need.
Uh-huh.
And up in the summer, I went to chop a chicken's head off and come out here hunting an axe, and one axe to be found. I had to go to my neighbor and borrow it.
They took all your tools, huh?
I don't have hardly any of his tools.
What other outbuildings did you have on the farm?
Oh, you had the privy,
the
toilet, way out.
Yeah.
Two of those.
You had two of them, huh?
Yeah, most people had two, one for men, one for women.
Uh-huh. And that was called the privy, or was it ever called anything else?
Yeah, some people call them the back house.
Uh-huh.
And they had another name, too, Johnny House.
Uh-huh. Johnny. Those were all used around here.
Yeah, they was all used around here.
Did they ever call it a garden house around here?
No.
Or a, well, that's good.
Yeah, they called it three things, the Johnny House and the privy and the, what did I say the other one?
The outhouse? Now, what other outbuildings besides that? I mean, just buildings on the farm.
Grain bin, barn, pig pen, chicken house.
What was the granary like?
Well, it was made of little slats with little holes between for the air to dry the corn out.
Well, that's where you put the corn.
Mm-hmm. And usually they were a long, narrow building with just one door in the end.
Uh-huh.
And some people had them out separate, and some had them connection with the barn. Now, my daddy was in, like, the barn's over here, and it's just like it was. And here comes a shed where they could drive the wagon in and unload and load feed.
Uh-huh.
And then on this side was a granary on each. There's a space between.
I see.
And there was a granary on each end.
Now, you didn't make any distinction between that and a corn crib, for instance. Was that
the same thing.
A crib and a granary are the same, but you called it a granary.
Yeah. Corn crib, I guess, was the right name.
But
later they got called it granary, and that's what it goes by now.
Now the
corn crib's the same thing.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Now the large outbuilding, the largest building.
The barn.
Yeah. Now what was that like inside? Could you describe that for me?
Well,